Track 4, more news. Man jailed for £7 million cannabis smuggling. A man who used a farm unit at Hipplepen as part of a cannabis smuggling operation has been jailed for 5 years. Leon Day played a leading role in bringing £7 million worth of cannabis into the country in consignments of nappies. He naively used his own email, phone, and business front details for the cannabis shipments to be delivered to his unit on a farm at Hipplepen, the court heard. In all, 712 kilograms of cannabis was shipped into Britain via airports and docks, and the consignments on pallets also containing timber, child car seats, gloves, and the nappies. Exeter Crown Court was told that the cannabis had a street value of just under £7 million and a wholesale value of £2.1 million. Prosecutor Herc Ashworth said three separate consignments were sent from Singapore in July, October and November 2025. Builder Day of Warren Road, Torquay, set up a motor repair unit on the Hipplepen farm as a front where the shipments were to be delivered for onward distribution. Day made no comment when arrested, but cash and dealer details were found at his home. The court heard Border Force made a random search at Stansted Airport to discover the first consignment, and the later ones were intercepted at Southampton and London, and they had Apple AirTags on them to track their passage by the organised crime gang. Day, 49, admitted two charges of cannabis smuggling and asked for one other to be taken into consideration, and was jailed for 5 years. Judge David Evans said a proceeds of crime confiscation hearing will be held later.
Celebrity gardener to open Exminster Poly Tunnel. Celebrity gardener Toby Buckland is set to open a new multi-span poly tunnel in Exminster. The poly tunnel will sit between three existing others at New Leaf and alongside a new shade tunnel which is currently being renovated. New Leaf is Devon Partnership NHS Trust's vocational rehabilitation service, supporting adults recovering from mental health issues into work or volunteering. The organisation offers them a chance of real-world experience in a supportive workplace, and many go on to other jobs or volunteer in their local community. Time at New Leaf helps people regain their confidence and learn skills so that they can take the next step in their recovery journey. It has a range of undercover growing spaces, including large glass houses and six polytunnels, three of which had become unusable and required urgent replacement. Funding for the polytunnel is coming from the Health Trust's charity Open Up. It's a large interconnected greenhouse structure with multiple tunnel sections that are joined to increase the growing area, making it more efficient, stable and suitable for scaling up production. Della Norris, Vocational Services Manager at New Leaf, said, "This investment at New Leaf will not only improve the working environment for people, including improved ventilation and comfort, but it will also increase the opportunity for teamwork, reduce moving and handling, increase our growing capacity, and improve energy efficiency due to its insulation properties. Although we don't expect people using our service to move into horticulture, we've had a number of attendees who have been inspired through their placements at New Leaf and have moved on to nature-based education, volunteering and employment in horticulture and conservation. So it is a testament to the impact of rehabilitation in this wonderful green space." The new multi-span is due to be formally opened on Wednesday the 8th of April by Toby, Phil Mante, Chief Executive of DPT, and Open Up Charity representatives, alongside people who use the service and a range of key stakeholders.
Rotary Club's Mega Quiz returns. Preparations are well underway for the renowned Dawlish Water Rotary Club Mega Quiz. Rotarians are hoping to raise another substantial amount from their hugely popular quiz, the first one of the year. It will take place on Thursday, March the 12th, with a top prize of £100 and the coveted Heavytree Brewery Trophy for the winners. There will also be further attractive cash prizes to be won, including one for the team with the largest number of players on the night. All winners will be asked to nominate their own particular charity to receive their prize money. Over the 30-plus year life of the Rotary Club, over £250,000 has been raised for good causes. The Rotary Mega Quiz, one of two held during the year, attracts more than 30 teams from pubs and clubs throughout most of the South and East Devon and further afield, and has helped to support a wide range of local charities. Rotary organiser Peter Harrison said, "The quiz is great fun and a superb community event. There are three sections in the quiz, each comprising 60 questions on a whole range of subjects, including general knowledge. We welcome new teams, so please get in touch if you have not taken part before. Past winners have included the Polk Arms, the Swan Inn, the Anchor at Cockwood, the Critford Inn and the Shipwright's Arms. Further details, please contact Peter Harrison, phone number 07767894737.
Nominations for Town Business Awards open. Nominations are now open for Newton Abbott's second Business and Community Awards. This year's ceremony will be held at Newton Abbott Rugby Club on Friday the 11th of September. The 2026 awards hope to replicate the success of the inaugural awards ceremony held at Newton Abbott Racecourse in 2025. Organised by Chris Hansen of the Cutch Hub and supported by Newton Abbott Town Council, the awards aim to celebrate the exceptional achievements, innovation and contributions of local businesses. Last year's winners included Falcon Digital, the Teambridge Community Project CIC, Curly Sue Hair and Permanent Jewellery, the Country Table Cafe, to name but a few. For more information and to nominate the business, visit the Cutch Hub's website.
Show to host prestigious UK Cattle Awards. The Devon County Agricultural Association has been selected to award all three Burke Perpetual Challenge trophies at this year's Devon County Show. The Royal Agricultural Society of England chooses an agricultural society to host the prestigious Burke trophies each year. One of the trophies will be awarded to the best two animals of a breed, one male and one female, in the beef cattle section, and another to the best two females of a breed in the dairy and dual purpose cattle section. The RASE Burke Innovation Trophy is awarded to the best new implement showcasing agricultural innovation and is open to all UK businesses involved in and manufacturing of agricultural machinery and implements. Lisa Moore, Devon County Show Manager, said that the show is delighted with the decision.